Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you are joining us for the second day of our lesson about handwriting, and we're talking about if it is necessary or not. Well, what do you think? What do you do at school? Do you do a lot of handwriting, or do you type by computer? And do you think that it's more important to teach handwriting or typing at school? Carolyn?
Well, when I was growing up, it was really important for us to know how to write things by hand. And if we had one little line wrong, we would get points taken off.
Mm-hmm.
Because our handwriting was really important. But as I got older and went to junior high and high school, we had to start taking typing classes. And then we would be graded on whether or not our words were spelled correctly or if we had to look at the keyboard when we typed.
That's right. I remember having to take typing classes as well to see how fast I typed as well. I think they're both important. I know some people complain about my handwriting. My dad does. He thinks I should work on my handwriting, and maybe I should. I know it's not very legible sometimes, but I do enjoy typing some things, and I think they're both very valuable to teach at school. Well, how is your handwriting? Is it necessary or not? Let's continue this conversation between Jack and Jim.
Handwriting. Necessary or not?
I see your point. But is it really worthwhile to make kids practice a skill they'll hardly ever use? Wouldn't those hours spent copying letters every week be more profitably spent on a typing class?
Not necessarily. I've read that writing can improve one's motor skills and coordination.
There are other ways to improve those things. And what about the other benefits of typing?
What other benefits?
Well, a typed document is much easier to share with others. You can just attach it to an email. Plus, typing helps us keep in touch with people through text messages, emails, and social networking sites.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Do you write a lot of things by hand nowadays, or do you prefer to use a keyboard and type? Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin our article. Profitably. Profitably is an adverb. Ken took some work to do on the airplane so he could spend his flight time profitably. Attach. Attach is a verb. I attached a photo from my recent trip to the email I sent my aunt. Significance. Significance is a noun. The new law could have great significance for the future of education in this country. Priority. Priority is a noun. Lauren decided to make spending time with family her priority. Your more information words are motor skills. Motor skills is a noun. Coordination. Coordination is a noun. Do you think it's important to teach and learn how to write things by hand? Think about that as we finish our article.
Ooh, very good. I'm seeing both sides of this conversation, and I can understand both Jack and Jim, where they're coming from. Well, Jack has the first line here. Jack says, I see your point. So yesterday we had learned about spelling, and Jim thinks that spelling is very important. Jack says, I see your point. When you say this, that means you understand what someone is saying. You get it. But Jack continues, but is it really worthwhile to make kids practice a skill they'll hardly ever use?
Well, it is important that the things we do are worthwhile. And if something is worthwhile, then it means that it's worth your time or worth your energy. So he's wondering, is it really worthwhile to spend time on handwriting? Is it something that we should focus on? Now, how does Jack continue, Gabe?
Well, he has another question. Wouldn't those hours spent copying letters every week be more profitably spent on a typing class? Okay, I can see his point. I get it. He thinks that typing is more important. It's more profitable. Well, let's take a look at our word bank word. It is profitably. Now, this comes from another adjective, profitable. If something is profitable, that means it is for your benefit. You can get something good out of it. You spend time doing something, and then it is great for you in the long run. It's profitable. But this word from our word bank, what is it, Carolyn? How is it different?
Well, profitably is a little bit different, but it still means something that is better used. So here, your time is profitably spent on a typing class, or is it more profitably spent on handwriting? So it is a little bit of a different use of the word.
That's right. You could also rephrase this sentence. Every week, they could be better spent on something. Better or more profitably. It means the same thing. Well, let's spend some time with Steve and Ken in the information cloud. That will profit us.
Sometimes we get a little flustered when we're asked a question posed in a negative way. How do we answer it?
Like the question Jack asks at the beginning of today's dialogue.
Right. Let's talk about answering negative questions using a short example sentence. Steve, how would you answer if I asked, "Don't you want to go to Japan?"
Well, I've always dreamed of going to Japan, so should I say yes because I do want to go, or should I say no because I don't not want to go?
You would say yes. Friends, here's a little secret. Always answer a negative question as if it were positively stated.
So respond as if the question was asked in the positive form, even if it's in the negative form?
Exactly. So again, if it's, "Do you want to go to Japan?" or "Don't you want to go to Japan?" your answer will be the same. Yes.
And of course, if you feel your audience would benefit by having more information, go ahead and give it to them. Say, "Yes, I do want to go," or "No, I don't want to go."
我们今天来看 negative questions, 否定问句。当别人用否定问句来问你问题时，你会不会不知所措，不知道该回答 yes 还是 no? 就像今天课文中 Jack 所问的， Wouldn't those hours spent copying letters every week be more profitably spent on a typing class? 句首的 wouldn't 显示这是个否定问句。其实不管是否定或肯定问句，我们的答复都是一样的，不会说因为否定答复就得改成相反的。若是有人问你 "Don't you want to go to Japan?" 而你是很想去日本，你就应该回答 "Yes." 就和肯定问句 "Do you want to go to Japan?" 的答复是一样的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, Jim is answering a negative question here. Jack asked, wouldn't it be more profitable, or wouldn't the time be more profitably spent on a typing class? And Jim responds, not necessarily. I've read that writing can improve one's motor skills and coordination. So it can improve one's motor skills and coordination. So it sounds like writing is pretty important.
That's right. Now, your motor skills, that's your body movements or actions that you need to do to accomplish a task smoothly. Earlier this month, we learned about someone with cerebral palsy, and that is something that affects your motor skills. Now, here we're also talking about coordination. So coordination is how you use one or two or more things together, your coordination. Especially if you're playing a sport, you might need to have eye-hand coordination. Your eyes and your hands are working together to accomplish something.
That's right. Now, what does Jack say about this?
Well, he says there are other ways to improve those things. And what about the other benefits of typing?
Oh, what other benefits?
What other benefits? Well, here we're talking about benefits. They are the pros, or you could say advantages, of typing. And Jack says, well, a typed document is much easier to share with others. I agree. You can just attach it to an email. Carolyn, can you tell us about that word from the word bank, attach?
Well, attach means to connect something, to put two things together. Maybe you like to attach things to your backpack or your purse, to have a little stuffed animal or a picture hanging off of it. You can attach those things. But here, we're talking about attaching something to an email. What are some things that you can attach to emails, Gabe?
Well, I often do this, especially here at Studio Classroom. I need to attach files of written documents, things that I typed. I will attach it and I send it to other people like Carolyn and other people here in the studio so that they can have these files as well. Sometimes I like to attach pictures as well. Now, you can use this phrase attach to talk about other things in life too. Maybe you feel attached to someone. You really love that person. You love being around them. You feel attached. You don't want to be apart.
That's right. So you have a connection. Well, how does he continue with his point there, Gabe?
Well, Jack says plus, or in addition, typing helps us keep in touch with people through text messages, emails, and social networking sites. It's true we do use these things, but they don't really help our spelling. In fact, sometimes we even shorten words. Talk to you later becomes TTYL, or laughing out loud becomes LOL. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab, and then we will BRB. Be right back.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点，我们来看 profitably 这个副词。我们看到这个字里面有 profit, 利润或利益这个名词，所以 profitably 是指有利底或有益底。例如 these JA students know exactly how to use their time profitably. 这些优等生非常懂得如何有效地运用时间。Profitably 也指盈利底或有赚钱底。例如 the company started to trade profitably last year. 这家公司从去年开始有盈余。继续我们看的是 attach 这个动词。attach 在这里是指附加或附加档案。例如 I forgot to attach the file to my email. 我寄电子邮件的时候忘了附加档案。或者是 please see the attached file for more detailed information. 如果要更仔细的资讯请看附加的档案。它的名词是 attachment, A-T-T-A-C-H-M-E-N-T, 意思就是指附件。例如 my teacher couldn't open my attachment. 我的老师没有办法打开我的附件。
Today we are continuing a conversation between Jack and Jim on whether or not handwriting is necessary. Well, Jim thinks that it is very profitable to spend your time learning how to write things by hand, but Jack doesn't agree because typing things can make it much more convenient to share documents with other people. You can just attach it to an email and then they have a copy too. Well,Let's continue this conversation in the next part of our reading for today.
Handwriting, necessary or not?
Certainly, typing has its uses, but teaching kids to type doesn't mean we can't focus on handwriting. And don't forget its historical significance.
What do you mean?
Well,If you aren't familiar with handwriting, it's difficult to read historical documents or even old letters from your grandparents.
How often do we do that, though?
You'd be surprised. Wouldn't it be a shame if that skill died out and no one could read them?
I guess, but I still think typing should be the priority for students.
I guess Jack and Jim are just going to have to agree to disagree. Well, what is Jim's first line here in this section, Carolyn?
Well, Jim agrees at first about typing and Jack's point. Certainly, typing has its uses. But teaching kids to type doesn't mean we can't focus on handwriting.
Well, yes, it doesn't mean we shouldn't focus on handwriting. I see Jim's point here. And how does Jim continue?
And don't forget its historical significance.
What do you mean? Well, that's Jack's line here, but we need to take a look at what that word means from our word bank. Significance. That means how important something is. Its importance. How unique it is. All right, so what is one way you could use that word significance?
Well, what is the significance of handwriting, or what is the significance of the essay you have written? Why is it important? What is the point of your essay?
What is the point? What's the significance? Maybe something is really important to you. Ah, maybe you love coffee. You can share with someone about the significance of coffee in your life and what it does for you. So, significance. How significant is something to you? And Jim is talking here about the historical significance of handwriting. Jack says, what do you mean?
Well, if you aren't familiar with handwriting, it's difficult to read historical documents or even old letters from your grandparents. And I think this is pretty true. I know that when I read someone else's handwriting, if I'm not familiar with the way they write, it can be a little bit difficult for me to read. And actually, when I was learning Chinese, it's really hard for me to read handwritten Chinese. I can really only read it if it's been typed.
Interesting. So you think that maybe if you had learned how to read handwritten Chinese better, you could recognize more things?
Well, I didn't really learn how to write Chinese by hand.
Okay.
I learned how to type Chinese, so maybe I should practice my handwriting for Chinese.
And then you can be able to read written documents, documents that are written by hand. Well, I can see Jim's point here a little better now. You need to be familiar with handwriting in order to read cool historical documents or things that maybe even your grandparents wrote. Well, Jack says, how often do we do that, though?
You'd be surprised. Wouldn't it be a shame if that skill died out and no one could read them? It would be a shame if we couldn't read the letters that our grandparents wrote or their journals or diaries. But let's look at that phrase there, a shame. For something to be a shame, what does that mean, Gabe?
Well, that means it would be a pity. It would be really sad. It would be a shame. For instance, you could use this to express disappointment in something. I invited you to the party. It would be a shame if you couldn't come to the party. I really want you to be there. It would be such a shame if you can't make it.
That's right. It would also be a shame if you couldn't join me on this trip. I've been planning for so long to go on this vacation. It would be a shame if you couldn't come too.
And we've been talking about this phrase, to be ashamed, so much, it would be a shame if you didn't know how to use it now. Well, I think you should try using it sometime today. To be ashamed. Well, Jack continues, I guess, but I still think typing should be the priority for students. Oh, that Jack. Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is priority. Carolyn, what's a priority?
Well, a priority means that it is the most important thing. Maybe it's at the top of your list of things to do, number one on your list. But if something is a priority, it is the most important. So what are your priorities? Do you have priorities for your life? Maybe even just for today. What are your priorities, Gabe?
What are my priorities? Well, of course, you might have a list of priorities that you need to do every day, things that are important to do every day. Usually I write those out when I get to the office. I write a list of things that I need to do. at the very top is my first priority. I need to get that done first. So what is on your list of priorities? Of course, maybe you're not just talking about your day's priorities. Can you use this word in other ways?
Well, you can talk about your priorities in life. What are your goals? What are the most important things for you to do with your life? Or maybe important things for you to accomplish or go see. Maybe it is a priority for you to go to church each week.
Well, what is a priority for you? Do you like to do things and accomplish things? Or maybe people are a priority in your life. You like to invest in relationships. Well, think about that. It's time for us to enjoy a review skit right now and then spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
I am writing a letter by hand.
I am typing a letter on the computer.
Writing by hand is an important skill.
It's not as valuable as it used to be. Now everything is done by computer.
Well, call me old-fashioned, but I like to write things by hand.
Okay, old-fashioned. Most people use a keyboard.
Sometimes you need to write by hand, so be sure your writing is legible.
Printed papers look neater, and you can use spell check.
Learn to spell. Don't rely on the computer.
Learning to write is a waste of time.
What? It improves motor skills and coordination.
True, but there are better ways. Besides, typing has other benefits.
Like what?
Documents are easier to share. It's easier to keep in touch.
Okay, typing has its uses, but focusing on handwriting is important too.
Well, I think typing should be the priority.
There, I finished writing my letter by hand.
And I finished typing my letter.
It's for you. Oh.
Well, I'll attach it in an email.
But I don't have a computer.
Oops.
Here's my letter to you.
Wow. Your handwriting is beautiful.
Yeah.
But I can't read it.
Oh.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 significance 这个不可数名词。Significance 是指重要性或意义。例如 ,the invention of the treatment is of great significance in the medical field. 这个治疗的发明对医学界而言具有极重大的意义。或者是 ,the peace talks are of great significance for both countries. 这次的和谈对两个国家而言都非常的重要。所以我们看的是 priority 这个名词。Priority 是指优先考虑的事或当务之急。例如 passing the entrance exam is Samuel's priority right now. 对 Samuel 而言通过入学考试是现在最重要的事情。如果是复数型的 priorities 是指事情的优先顺序。例如 you should get your priorities straight before you make such an important decision. 在做这么重大的决定之前你要先把优先顺序整理好。And now, back to our lesson.
Well, we've enjoyed a great conversation between two friends, Jack and Jim, about how important handwriting is. Now, what about you? Do you like to write things out more by hand? Or do you maybe type things more on the computer? What about you, Carolyn? Do you write more by hand or type?
Well, I think that if I'm in a hurry, I like to type things because I can type faster than I can write things out by hand. But I think that I actually write things down more often than I type.
Interesting. Well, I think I type more, but if I want to do something special for someone, then often I'll use my hand. I'll write something out by hand. Make a nice card or something. Well, thank you for joining us for today's lesson. And of course, we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you!